Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets, celebrating peak season citrus, including heirloom navel oranges and Rio Star grapefruit with Zest Fest, now through February 2nd with 10 neighborhood locations. More at pccnaturalmarkets.com.
Stein, I couldn't believe it the other day when you told me that you were hot to make eggplant parmesan.
Had some leftover red sauce, what my friend Frank DiGiacomo's mom used to call gravy.
Gravy.
Yeah, with black olives, which is the way I like to make it. And I thought, I want to do something with this. And then all unbidden, the image of a beautiful bubbling eggplant parmesan came into my mind. I went out and got some eggplants, and that's what I did. Mm-hmm. And those subs the next day.
You know, when I was growing up in Philadelphia, where pizza parlors were on every corner, and these were Italian-Americans mostly who owned their pizza shops, you'd go in and in addition to pizza, you could get an eggplant parmesan sandwich.
Oh, so good.
What's just so funny to me is that you had this urge to make eggplant parmesan at the same time I did, so I opened Lydia Bastianich's book, Lydia's Italian-American Kitchen.
So probably not authentic in big air quotes, the way they do it in Italy, if they even do.
Right.
Mine is absolutely authentic eggplant steinaggiana. But I make mine with a breaded eggplant.
Actually,
what?
Her recipe called for breading
it. Oh, good.
However, she gives the alternate, which is roasting it, which I love to do.
Well, I don't roast mine. I bread it and I deep fry it and then I layer it with sauce and Parmesan cheese and sliced Italian sausage and mozzarella all the way up, topped with lots of oregano and...
This is such an easy dish to make, so long as you can remember to salt the eggplant first. Do you do that?
I've seen this for so many years to draw up the bitterness and all the rest of it. I have done it by salting the eggplant first, and I've done it without salting the eggplant first.
You don't know the difference?
It makes no difference. It really doesn't.
Well, I think one of the most important things is to get your hands on a good eggplant. If you're looking for smooth, big... I use the big Mediterranean-style eggplant with the big tush. If you hold it and it feels heavy in your hand, that's what you're looking for.
Okay, so which way do you slice?
Lengthwise, of course.
Oh, my dear. Crosswise, of course. How thick?
Half an inch to 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah, that's about the same for me.
And I also put it in the oven at 450 degrees for about 15, 20 minutes or so with a little bit of olive oil on the bottom of a sheet pan so it gets nice and hot.
I don't. I flour it, dip it in the egg, and then into the breadcrumbs. I do use panko crumbs, and then I deep fry it. Do you do that one hand for the dry stuff, one hand for the egg?
I always try to do that, but what I do is I go over the sink and wash my hands off in between.
Yeah, that method never really worked for me either. What I do now, I just use a couple of forks. I stick a fork in the slice of eggplant, dip it in the flour, use the flat of the fork to press it in, pick it up, dip it in the egg, turn it over with the fork, hold it up with the fork, let it drip, and then plop it into the breadcrumbs, and Bob's your uncle. Never touch anything. My hands stay clean.
For me, roasting the eggplant allows you to not feel so bad about using the amount of mozzarella that I use. So do you use fresh mozzarella, or I use whole milk, whole milk?
I just get the bag of shredded.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? What have I just admitted to you? Are you going to tweet this to the world and I'll be shamed on the internet? Yeah, I use the shredded mozzarella. That's right, in the bag.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll have a beauty shot of Nancy's eggplant parm plus her modified recipe. You've already heard mine. It's really just bricklaying, and that's pretty much the way it'll feel in your stomach after you've eaten it. With KPLU food talker,
Nancy.
Fear of frying.
Leeson. He's Dick.
Breaded with panko because I celebrate diversity.
Stein.